Quran Quest. Yes, please. Quran Quest. Answering your Quranic questions.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. To all our brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran, and we are Quran Quest, the program that dives into the verses of the Quran with our dear and beloved Brother Habib. Now, we're also beginning the month of Ramadan, the month of Quran. This is one of the best chances we have to connect to God subhanahu wa ta'ala and to gain proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how lucky we are to be making this program for you and to be making that with our dear beloved Brother Habib. Brother Habib, salam alaikum wa rahmatullah. It's always nice to be with you.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That's very wholesome of you. You know, I felt kind of, you know, like happy. We're brothers in iman.
That's the best kind of brotherhood and friendship. Brothers,
it's the
in
only true brotherhood, my
faith
brother.
And in the afterlife.
Yes.
We are on chapter 80 of the Quran, Brother Habib. A very interesting chapter. Let's listen to the first 10 verses of this chapter and we'll be back for the rest of the discussion. Don't go away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
عبس وتولى.
The Prophet frowned and turned away. Because there came to him the blind man, interrupting. But what would make you perceive, O Muhammad, that perhaps he might be purified? Or be reminded, and the remembrance would benefit him.
You're back on IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest, and you just listened to verses 1 to 10 of chapter 80 of the Quran, Surah Abasa. Let's begin with the name. What does Abasa mean? And then let's start with the reason of revelation.
So here, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Abasa is actually a verb, and it's a verb for talking about a male person that it's not available, an absent male person. So the best translation would be he frowned.
A very interesting name.
Yes. For the chapter, it gets its name from the concept and the reason of revelation and the concept of the verse.
So what is the reason of revelation? Let me read actually the first few verses. He frowned and turned away because the blind man came to him. And what would apprise thee? Perhaps he would purify himself or be reminded such that the reminder might benefit him. As for him who deems himself beyond need, to him dost thou attend. Though thou art not answerable, should he not be purified. But as for him who came to thee striving earnestly while fearful, from him thou art diverted. So it's about a person who frowned to someone apparently looking down at that person.
Yeah, so like how you stated it in the medieval English way, here there's two, you know, well debated, let's say heated debated, highly debated reasons of revelation. I'm gonna state the first one, and which is the mainstream Sunni school of thought reason of revelation, and that is that a blind man called Abdullah came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi while the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi was in a meeting and talking about the religion of Islam to some big heads of Quraysh. So some of them were, you know, important figures during that time for the tribe. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi got annoyed.
He got disturbed
with Abdullah, where Abdullah was screaming, you know, in a high-pitched voice, in high-pitched Arab voice, you know, like my voice, and screaming for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi to guide me, help me, teach me what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught you.
It was very undecorous what he was doing.
I thought we were talking about the Prophet.
Screaming while he's in a meeting.
It's normal. You know, just like he was in a meeting. Maybe he didn't see them. Maybe he, you know, at the end of the day, he was a blind man. And therefore the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam frowned and turned away and then continued his talk with the people, and he just ignored the blind man. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then sent this rebuke and criticism of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And after that, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam started, whenever he would see him, this blind man Abdullah, he would come and tell him that he would welcome him and greet him in a very heated manner, you know, in a very, you know,
warm manner.
He would welcome him warmly, and he would always state that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rebuke me for the way I treated you. Yeah, that's the one look
at these verses.
That's the famous Sunni school
accepted. Let's take a break and then let's see what the second interpretation of the first 10 verses of chapter 80 is. This is Quran Quest on iRibe English Radio. Don't go away.
We welcome you, month we all adore. We pray for happiness and more. To all the people, open up your door. Peace, love and joy. Let them soar, let them soar. Ramadan, welcome holy month, Ramadan, welcome Ramadan.
You're back on iRibe English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We're on chapter 80 of the Quran. It's Ramadan. Congratulations to everyone. And we're discussing the first 10 verses. So you said that the first 10 verses are about a man frowning to someone who's asking for guidance and ignoring that person. The mainstream Sunni school interpretation is that it was the Prophet who was the one who frowned and turned away. And this chapter was revealed rebuking or criticizing what the Prophet did. What is the second interpretation to this set of verses?
The second interpretation is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi is a person that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. You are surely of great and high manners and noble manners. And he would not frown upon a person that has come in asking for guidance, even though he was in a tough situation. He was like how Sayyid al-Murtada states, a person that was so calm and so generous and so kind, even with his family members. And I add to you a story that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when his enemies accepted Islam after force, he asked them, what do you guys think that I'm going to do to you? You know what their answer was? The answer was that we know you. You're a generous man. You're a kind man. You're going to let us go free. He said, "Antum al-tulaqa, antum al-tulaqa." You are the free people. And of course, we use that about the tulaqa. We use that, inshallah ta'ala, when we talk about Muawiyah and Yazid, inshallah ta'ala. And therefore, they say that, like how in a couple of sayings that are available and how are, you know, main tafasir or main sources, such as the Tibyan al-Shaykh al-Tusi, al-Bayan al-Tabrasi, as it's available in Tafsir al-Qummi and mentioned in one saying, if I'm not wrong, in Ayun Akhbar al-Ridha, if I'm not wrong. Anyway, Tanzih al-Anbiya also said, al-Murtada states, it was a scholar in the 5th century of the Islam, of the Hijri calendar. They state that the person that frowned and turned his face away in disgust was Uthman ibn Affan.
Who later would become the third caliph.
And the reason behind that was because he was a blind man, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was talking to these important people, and then this blind man would come, and then Uthman would get mad and angry because he wanted to talk to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he would frown and turn away. Why? Because he wanted to talk. That's the reason of revelation, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rebuked Uthman, but with these verses.
Mm-hmm.
This is, I'm not going to say all the Shias, I'm going to say most of them believe this is the reason of revelation.
All right, thanks. Let's take a short break before I'm going to ask you about the teachings that we can extract for ourselves from these few verses. This is iRibe English Radio. We are Quran Quest. Don't go away. We're going to have a very interesting discussion.
Ramadan, Ramadan, Ramadan. لا
ليتك دوما قريب ليتك دوما قريب
You're back on IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We are studying the first 10 verses of chapter 80 of the Quran, Surah Abasa. So you said that the first 10 verses are talking about turning your back and frowning on a blind man who's asking for guidance. The first interpretation was that the person who did this was the Prophet, whereas the second was Uthman ibn Affan. Going back to the first interpretation, how does that work with the Prophet's infallibility? We expect him to be immaculate, and then this is what he does?
Yeah, and of course, the first thing to point out to is that during the first revelation, you even understood that you yourself pointed out that what the blind man did was kind of, you know, unacceptable. It's kind of rude to come and, you know, barge into the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi, talking and guiding people and trying to introduce Islam to especially people who are considered enemies of Islam, people who are fighting Islam. He's in the middle of, you know, this important meeting and this important discussion. This person comes up all of a sudden, you know, interrupts it. And that is why he frowned, and that is why he, you know, was kind of upset with the manner that he did it. Therefore, what he did wasn't wrong. It was leaving out what we call, like, in theology, tarkul awla, leaving the preferred action. He didn't do anything wrong. It wasn't a sin. Well, all he did was to leave something that he could have done better. He could have done it in a better manner. And that was by, for example, engaging with him in a manner that wouldn't ruin the meeting or the conversation. And that doesn't, you know, hit the infallibility of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi. Another thing here is that even if it does hit the infallibility, it's their problem. It's not our problem. We're just bringing it up, you know, trying to defend the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi, even in all manners and all aspects.
Don't they believe in the immaculateness of the Prophet?
They believe it to some extent. They say in guidance, yes, he has to be infallible. And here it hits the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi, and the infallibility of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi.
All right, now beyond who did what? What is the lesson that we can take from these few verses for our own lives?
Personally, here two things came up to my mind, and that is, first of all, for all Muslims. Second of all, is for people like me who are trying to work their best and, you know, try to spread the message of Islam. And that is, the first one is, of course, do not bully anyone, do not belittle anyone, do not belittle anyone. Here, the person was blind. The person was, you know, kind of, you know, seen in the eye. He was belittled in the eyes of Quraysh. Or he was belittled in any scenario. He's belittled, right? And when you belittle someone, you don't know who that person is. He might be a close companion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like how the verse states, who told you? And how would you know? وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ. This person might be a good person that may be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why are you belittling him? So at the end of the day, that's one lesson. To never belittle anyone. Especially the people who are looking for the righteousness. And for us, for the people who are like so considered missionaries or people who are trying to spread the word of Islam, this is a very important lesson. That everyone that comes and wants the truth, open the door. Do not close the door entirely. There are some knowledges, yeah, they are difficult and complicated. You cannot bring them up. That breaks their back. But you have to go with them step by step. You have to have a specific manner. You have to be in a kind and, you know, not that heavy. How do I put it? In Arabic we say, don't be heavy. Don't be pushy. Give it its time and, you know, try to be nice and kind while doing it as well.
Thank you. So I guess what we have to learn is if we have knowledge that others need, at least don't humiliate them and try to teach them in a way that respects their honor as well. Thank you very much. You just listened to our explanation to the first 10 verses of chapter 80 of the Quran. This was Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio. If you missed this episode, don't worry. You can download this episode and all our previous ones from our website. Simply search IRIB English Radio Quran Quest. Until next week, Assalamu alaikum rahmatullah. Don't forget to keep us in your prayers in this Ramadan.
وَيُبَشِّرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ يُبَشِّرُونَ.